आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम संजय मट्टू। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू इनॉग्यूरेट मल्टीपल डेवलपमेंट प्रोजेक्ट्स वर्थ 7,000 करोड़ रुपीज दिस आफ्टरनून टू बोल्स्टर इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर इन प्रयागराज अहेड ऑफ महाकुंभ मेला। Lok Sabha to begin a two-day debate on constitution today to mark beginning of 75th year of its adoption. External affairs minister S Jay Shankar and his UAE counterpart to co-chair 15th India UAE joint commission meeting in New Delhi today. India's retail inflation eases to 5.48% in November. Country's industrial output rises to 3.5% in October this year. And in hockey, India enter semi-finals of Women's Junior Asia Cup with 9-0 win over Thailand in Muscat. Also qualify for FIH Junior World Cup 2025 to be held in Chile. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will today inaugurate multiple development projects worth 7,000 crore rupees to bolster infrastructure in Prayagraj ahead of the Mahakumbh Mela. The Mahakumbh 2025 will be held from the 13th of January to the 26th of February at Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Prayagraj at around 12:15 p.m. He will perform puja and darshan at Sangam Noj. Thereafter, at around 12:40 p.m, Prime Minister will perform puja at Akshayavat Vriksh, followed by darshan and puja at Hanuman Mandir and Saraswati Koop. At around 1:30 p.m, he will undertake a walkthrough of Mahakumbh exhibition site. Thereafter, at around 2 p.m., he will inaugurate and launch multiple development projects. It will include various rail and road projects like 10 new road over bridges or flyovers, permanent ghats and riverfront roads, among others, to boost infrastructure and provide seamless connectivity in Prayagraj. Prime Minister will inaugurate major temple corridors, which will include Bharadwaj Ashram Corridor, Shringvairpur Dham Corridor, Akshayavat Corridor, Hanuman Mandir Corridor, among others. PM will also address a rally at the Kumbh Mela area. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Prayagraj.
The Lok Sabha will begin a two-day debate on the constitution today to mark the beginning of the 75th year of its adoption in the country. As per the listed agenda of the Lok Sabha, there'll be a special discussion on the 75th anniversary of adoption of the Constitution of India. The discussions will begin after the question hour. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will initiate the debate in the Lok Sabha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is expected to reply to the two-day debate on the Constitution in the Lok Sabha tomorrow. We have a report.
Ahead of the two-day debate, Prime Minister Modi held a strategy meet which was attended by Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah and BJP President JP Nadda, among others. Mr. Shah earlier held a meeting with senior BJP ministers, including Mr. Nadda, Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju at his office in Parliament. The Rajya Sabha will hold the debate on the constitution on December 16 and 17, and Prime Minister Modi is expected to reply to it on Tuesday in the upper house. The debate on the constitution has been the key demand of the opposition for the winter session of Parliament. According to the agreement with the opposition, the BJP-led NDA government had agreed to a debate on the constitution on December 13th and 14th in the Lok Sabha. In 2015, Modi government formally declared November 26 as Samvidhan Divas to honour the adoption of the Indian constitution in 1949. Akhila, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The nation pays tributes to the security personnel and victims who lost their lives defending the parliament during a terrorist attack on this day in 2001. Vice President and Chairman Rajya Sabha Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Union Ministers and Members of Parliament will pay floral tributes to the martyrs at Parliament House today. The Dr. Mohan Yadav-led BJP government in Madhya Pradesh completes 1 year today. The Chief Minister described his one-year tenure as dedicated to the progress of the state and raising the standard of living of the citizens. More from our correspondent.
Completion of 1 year of MP government, Jan Kalyan Abhiyan is being conducted in the state from yesterday to 26 January 2025. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav said that his government not only resolved the current challenges but also laid the foundation stone of many ambitious projects for public welfare and development. The Chief Minister said that we have set a target to double the economy of Madhya Pradesh in the next 5 years. He described the scheme of providing 35% reservation to women as a major achievement.
महिला सशक्तिकरण की अध्यक्ष जी ने कहा है कि लगभग 35% आरक्षण पूरे देश में सबसे ज्यादा हमारी सरकार ने चालू किया 33% का भारत सरकार का नियम है अपने यहाँ 26 लाख लाडली बहनाओं को 450 रुपया गैस रिफिलिंग का हम उनको दे रहे हैं लाडली बहनाओं को 1.29 करोड़ मतलब 1.29 करोड़ बहनों को अभी तक 19,212 करोड़ रुपया हमने राशि का अंतरण किया।
संजीव शर्मा, आकाशवाणी न्यूज, भोपाल।
The Congress Party has released its first list of 21 candidates for the upcoming Delhi Legislative Assembly elections. The party has fielded its Delhi President Devendra Yadav from the Badli Assembly constituency, Sandeep Dixit from the New Delhi Assembly seat, Haroon Yusuf from the Ballimara seat, Ragini Naik from Wazirpur, Abdul Rahman from Seelampur and Anil Bharadwaj from the Sadar Bazar Assembly constituency. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and his UAE counterpart Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed bin Sultan Al Nahyan will co-chair the 15th India-UAE Joint Commission meeting in New Delhi today. The two leaders co-chaired the 4th India-UAE Strategic Dialogue in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said, the Strategic Dialogue is an effective platform that helps in translating the leadership guidance into reality. He said there was a very productive exchange on promising domains and key interests. UAE Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister arrived in New Delhi on Wednesday night to take part in the 4th Strategic Dialogue and the 15th India-UAE Joint Commission meeting. The Indian Light Tank, or ILT, has achieved a major milestone by firing a number of rounds accurately at different ranges at an altitude of more than 4,200 metres. In a statement, the Defence Ministry said the ILT is being designed as a 25-ton class armoured fighting vehicle to meet the requirements of the armed forces for high-altitude applications. It said the light tank has been defined, designed and developed by the Combat Vehicles Research Development Establishment, the Chennai-based laboratory of the Defence Research and Development Organisation, against the provisional staff qualitative requirements of the Indian Army. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website, newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. India's retail inflation eased to 5.48% in November, down from 6.2% in the previous month of the current fiscal year. According to data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, MOSPI, inflation in rural areas stood at 5.95% compared to 4.83% in urban regions. The food inflation rate for November 2024, based on the All India Consumer Food Price Index, is provisionally reported at 9.04%, down from 10.9% recorded in October. According to MOSPI, the ease in inflation in November 2024 is mainly due to decline in inflation in food and beverages group. On the production front, India's industrial output, or IIP, rose to 3.5% in October this year, as per the data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation. October marks the second consecutive month of rise in industrial output after a slight contraction in August. Among the three major components of IIP, manufacturing output climbed 4.1% in October, while electricity generation grew 2% and mining activity increased by 0.9% as per the data. The grand finale of the 7th edition of the Smart India Hackathon, or SIH 2024, concluded late last night at the National Institute of Technology, or NIT, Srinagar. Six teams emerged as top performers at the Nodal Centre. Hosting the grand finale for the first time, NIT Srinagar was one of the 51 Nodal Centres across the country. The two-day event witnessed innovative ideas and solutions from young minds. We spoke to the Nodal Officer for NIT Hackathon, Dr. H.S. Pali.
पूरी दुनिया में इतना बड़ा हैकाथन 51 सेंटर्स पे एक साथ हजारों बच्चों ने हैकाथन किया। इस हैकाथन की तारीफ कल हमारे जो एजुकेशन मिनिस्टर धर्मेंद्र प्रधान जी थे, जिससे एनआईटी श्रीनगर को बहुत बड़ा एक्नॉलेजमेंट मिला। हमारे टीम के पार्टिसिपेंट्स बहुत इससे उत्साहित थे। ओवरऑल इट इज द ग्रेट अपॉर्चुनिटी फॉर द जम्मू कश्मीर रीजन, पर्टिकुलरली द श्रीनगर।
The speakers at the valedictory session congratulated the winning teams for their exceptional performance and innovative solutions. In Tamil Nadu, at least 6 people, including a child, were killed and many injured in a massive fire at a hospital in Dindigul last night. The fire reportedly was due to an electrical short circuit on the ground floor of the building. Over 50 people, including patients, attendants and staff, were present at the time. As the fire spread, people panicked and ran up to the first and second floors. On hearing the frantic call, ambulances were rushed to the place and many were rescued and admitted to government and private hospitals. 5 bodies were retrieved from a lift. The Indian Army's Vajra Corps is celebrating Vijay Diwas from today at Amritsar. The 3-day program will culminate on December 16, marking the 53rd anniversary of India's victory in the 1971 war against Pakistan, which led to the creation of Bangladesh. A 2-day weapon and equipment display will be held for the general public at the Punjab State War Heroes Memorial and Museum today and tomorrow to showcase the might and technological advancements of the Indian Army. The India Meteorological Department has forecast cold wave conditions over northwest and central India during the next 2 to 3 days. According to the IMD, cold wave conditions are likely to prevail over Rajasthan and Chhattisgarh today and over Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Haryana, Chandigarh and Madhya Pradesh till the 15th of this month. More from our correspondent.
Cold wave conditions will also persist over Gangetic, West Bengal, Bihar and Jharkhand during the next 2 days. The IMD also forecasts dense fog conditions during late night and early morning hours in pockets of sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and Bihar until today and over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura till 17th of this month. In Delhi NCR region, a cold wave is expected along with a smog and shallow to moderate fog during the morning and night hours until the 15th of this month. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is also very likely at isolated places over Tamil Nadu, Karaikal, Lakshadweep and Andaman and Nicobar Islands today. Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
And now some news from the world of sports. We have a detailed report covering updates from hockey, cricket and badminton.
In hockey, India enters semi-final of Women's Junior Asia Cup after defeating Thailand 9-0 in their fourth Pool A match in Muscat, Oman last night. With this win, India also sealed a spot in the FIH Junior World Cup 2025 to be held in Chile. For India, Deepika scored 4 goals while Kanika Sivats registered a hat-trick during the Indian domination. India will next face Japan in the semi-final tomorrow. In domestic cricket, the semi-final matches of the Syed Mushtaq Ali Trophy will be held at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru today. In the first match of the day, Baroda will take on Mumbai. The match is set to begin at 11 a.m. while in another fixture, Delhi will face Madhya Pradesh, which is scheduled to start at 4:30 p.m. Meanwhile, in badminton, Indian duo of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand will take on the Japanese pair of Nami Matsuyama and Chiharu Shida in the women's doubles third group stage match in China today. With Sayukta Yadav's report, this is Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Sarabjit Kaur.
Thank you, Sanjay. D. Gukesh, becoming the youngest world chess champion, dominates front page headlines in most dailies. The Times of India, in a celebratory headline, writes, "Check they, India." The Supreme Court taking up for hearing a bunch of petitions challenging the Places of Worship Act 1991 is prominently noticed on the front pages. The Tribune highlights the cabinet approval for 2 bills to enable simultaneous elections to the Lok Sabha and state assemblies. And with that, it's back to you, Sanjay.
Thank you, Sarabjit. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate multiple development projects worth 7,000 crore rupees this afternoon to bolster infrastructure in Prayagraj ahead of Mahakumbh Mela. Lok Sabha to begin a 2-day debate on constitution today to mark beginning of 75th year of its adoption. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and his UAE counterpart to co-chair 15th India-UAE Joint Commission meeting in New Delhi today. India's retail inflation eases to 5.48% in November. Country's industrial output rises to 3.5% in October this year. And in hockey, India enter semi-finals of Women's Junior Asia Cup with 9-0 win over Thailand in Muscat and also qualify for FIH Junior World Cup 2025 to be held in Chile. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.